pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
You are about to listen to I Told You So, the world's greatest relationship podcast, hosted by Tiffany and Jeff, two people in the healthiest relationship of all time.
Join our power couple as we explore the ups and downs of love, offering you the tools you need to navigate the relationship scene with charm, humor, and grace.
Welcome to I Told You So, where love is our business.
And laughter is our secret weapon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that's how we do it.
I guess we do it in the morning now.
Yep. Hi. So, hi, dear.
Hi, honey.
It's good to see you. It's been a couple of weeks again.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You've been having more issues, more health issues.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it and record it and put it out in the world for all the people to know.
Okay.
So I think at this point, anybody that's listened to at least a couple of these episodes knows that you get chronic kidney stones.
Yes, I do.
And chronic, not one or two a year.
No.
You're basically passing a kidney stone all the time.
I have stones in my kidneys all the time.
Yeah,
and they pass monthly. Yeah, and I just keep making more. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of kidney stones, and I seem to have a whole bunch of different kinds of stones.
So this time, however, and we're not sure of a lot of things, so I'm not going to go into a great deal of detail, but you've been having I think the scientific term is fuck ton of seizures. Mm. Pretty severe seizures that you started off a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you had one, and then you had a couple more, and so it was like maybe one every day or so, and then it was one every day, and then it was two every day. And then by the time we got to last weekend, it was every fucking 20 minutes to a half an hour.
Yeah.
And they were not tiny and small. Mm-hmm. They were very frightening. They still are.
Yeah.
So we took you to the emergency room.
Which I went against my will.
Very much against your will, saying they won't do anything. And I'm like, by golly, they will.
But I went because I love you.
Yep. And we got some cocky ass clown doctor that told you were having stress. You're having a seizure every 20 minutes because you're stressed, little miss. Fuck that guy. What a piece of shit doctor he was, walking in there with his groomed fucking chin telling you you're suffering from stress. You had three fucking seizures just waiting for him to get around to being a misogynist asshole.
It was expected. It didn't go down any different than I thought it would.
So I had faith. What we should have done was taken you to the satellite ER. That's what I should have done.
What is this called again? What is this podcast called?
I told you so.
Oh.
Shut up.
Okay.
But I'm like, all they're going to do is put you in an ambulance and haul you back over to the regular hospital. So let's skip that 2 hours. And just go to the regular hospital. And instead, it all went to shit. And it's my fault.
No,
it wasn't
it's
my
not
fault. It was his parents' fault for raising him to be such an asshole.
I didn't think he was that bad. I thought he was very nice.
He was a big grin who told you that you were suffering from stress.
I know. But I knew that going in.
If this were the 50s, they'd call it hysteria. They're and like, they would prescribe you a dildo.
Ma'am, where's your husband?
Just saying.
Yeah.
At least nobody called me your dad this time. Who did? You're making the face.
Well, okay, nobody called you my dad, but I have to tell this story. Can I tell this story or is this too much?
Go nuts.
Okay, I'm telling the story. So we're in the hospital.
Yep.
And they come down to take me for a CAT scan of my head just to make sure everything's looking okay, as well as it could. And as we're leaving, Jeff says to the nurse, make sure she takes out her nipple rings.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, ha, okay, whatever. Awkward. We get down there and she's like, okay, you do need to take out your nipple rings. And I'm like, I don't have any nipple rings. I swear. And I wanted to tell her, I'm like, could you just refer to him as my dad when we get back up there? That'd be great.
Well, I mean, that's the earlier story, was the last time you were in the hospital back in November or whatever. October, November.
Yeah.
One of your nurses thought I was your dad.
Yeah.
Was that this last time, or was that the time before?
And the doctor.
Yeah. You were the dad? I'm and dad. Jesus.
I tell you, it's not because you look old. It's just because I look so young.
Which makes me also creepy. That's all. There's no way I get out of that without being creepy.
You're old enough that it's not creepy. I'm old enough that it's not creepy.
I would hope so. But no, so, I mean, I'm just used to that. Anyway, so we've gone to other doctors. We're doing other things.
We're doing infusions. That's going to be a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're okay. So I did some research because that's who I am.
Yeah.
And the normal level of iron that's supposed to be in a person is between 70 and 120 micrograms per deciliter. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck a deciliter is, I imagine it's small. And yours is a 3.
I know, it's a 3.
Like, basically, they're scraping what used to be iron off the inside of your veins at that point. It's just residue.
Yeah.
You're not. So we got to do 3 infusions over the next 3 weeks. And you had your first one last week.
Mm-hmm. 4 total.
Yeah. Oh, 4 total? Oh, I thought it was 3 total.
I thought it was 3 too, but 4.
They're giving you a little extra because yeah. You're so empty.
They increased the dose too. There was a higher dosage.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got that to look forward to. And that helped for a couple of days, but it's yesterday was pretty bad.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't help for a couple of days. It takes a while to get into your system and for you to feel good. So just because you have one infusion doesn't mean like, oh, good, you've gotten your infusion and you're back on your feet. It really does take a while.
Yeah. It's got to soak in.
Yeah, absorb.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it has been nice. I took some time off work. I have FMLA, and that's been nice. I'm very happy that I have that option, you know, to take
thanks,
the time.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Yay.
To get some shit figured out and still be getting a paycheck because I'd be screwed. Yeah. I was telling my mom yesterday, I'm like, people die. I mean, you know this. People die all the time waiting for health care in our country.
Yep.
It's so fucked up.
It's terribly fucked up. But, I mean, that's just where we're at. So, I'm sitting here right now while we're recording. This is your idea. I just wanted to put you back to bed. I'm just waiting for you to have a seizure.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
If I feel one, I'll tell you.
Okay. You don't want to just surprise me? I mean, that might
you
be
fun. You
want
me to surprise you?
I really don't.
Okay,
I'll
warn you.
Yeah, we'll take a pause if we need to. So, I mean, that's just where we've been. And I have a feeling that this is going to, we're going to be a little inconsistent with this show just over the next month or so.
Yeah.
We'll do it when we can. I like it. I like doing it. You know, but you're not in the best shape right now.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right.
I'm trying.
No, you're doing good. I mean, I think you're doing great. I probably would have had a breakdown already.
Oh, I did.
I know you've had a couple, but you've bounced right back. You know, you're laughing now. Yeah. So you sent over a list. I like lists. Lists are fun.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a long show, folks. Obviously, if you could tell by the intro, you know, just nervous as shit. But this is a list that you sent over. It's 10 signs you're in a relationship with a truly decent person.
I thought that we were ready for this one, for a positive.
For a happy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool because I still have letters to do with the other side.
Okay.
So we still have some misery.
Okay, good.
All right.
It's always there.
But yeah, do you ever find yourself wondering, is my person really as good as my person seems?
I don't know. Do you wonder that? Sometimes I think, I have it so good. Am I missing something? Like, What's wrong? Do you ever question that?
I wonder what the fuck is wrong with you sometimes when it comes to being with me.
I just had a brain scan and all is good.
I don't think they looked that deep. No, I do. I am constantly in awe that you choose to be with me. And I'm often very surprised that you do. I'm not a catch. I'm a fucking train wreck, you know, of both emotional and physical maladies.
I disagree. That
all just stuffed into this overpriced blivet. I'm just saying, you know, that you looked at me at some point and went, "Rawr." I'm like, wow.
First time I saw you.
It was nuts. But yeah, so yeah, I do. I worry about.
But we all have that.
Oh, imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
Oh, often. Like, yeah, I wallow in it.
Yeah, it's nuts. Tough.
I don't know. I think neurodivergent people do just sometimes get imposter syndrome and can't shake it. But I know plenty of very talented people that get it, you know, professionally and shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
You know, because they're very good. But when it comes down to you putting up with all of my particulars, I do feel lucky.
You put up with mine too, so.
You have a couple.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, kidney stones and seizures right now.
Yeah. That's funny. That's a big one.
Those are your issues. So anyway, here's the list. 10 signs that you're dating a genuinely great person. Ready?
Yes.
They respect you.
Seems so obvious.
Well, it is a good first place to start. But, yeah. They respect you. This means that they listen to your opinions, support your decisions, is considerate of your feelings, treat you as an equal, not as someone beneath or someone who needs to be controlled.
This one's really important to me. And I think it said it in there, but like having your spouse or your partner be respectful, even when they're not in a good mood, because that I think speaks volumes. When the person's not happy, how do they treat you?
Yeah. Do I do okay?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Am I the reason you're unhappy?
No.
Oh. good pause. Good.
Well, I wanted to give it some thought and make sure the answer, no.
No?
Not at all.
They're honest with you is number two. Now, this one I have failed several times because in the middle of my divorce, I basically was walking around feeling like I was getting punched in the head over and over and over again all day long.
Yeah.
And I made some really, really shitty decisions. It's something I put in my Substack the other day is that I'm working on this actively, and that's, I like to keep bad news a secret and I tend to just stuff it all in, but life has been such a fucking train wreck the last couple of years that it leaks out now, you know, and I get all emotional about it, whereas I used to just be stone faced. And I don't know what that's all about. I don't hate it. I think that it's important to live an authentic life no matter what direction you come at it from. And my authentic life right now is that I'm fucking terrified all the time. Constantly in fear that everything's just about to go to shit.
Oh, yeah. That's you a terrible know, feeling.
It's, I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I can do without it.
This one's important to me, like, in the aspect of your beliefs and your dreams and where you're heading and how you're feeling about things. Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
It's not just like, did you take the dogs out? Or are you lying about taking the dogs out or whatever? It's like, I want to be told. I want you to share that with me.
Sure. No, and I should more often, and I'm trying.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. It's hard. You know, half of my parents, so I don't single anyone out, not my dad, were, you know, a sit down and shut up parent. And that was backed up with, you know, being smacked and knocked around and stuff if you weren't. So keeping things to myself. I mean, it was just like one of my parents, one of them, when I was a kid, I had severe back pain. Still have it, obviously. But, you know, and what I was told was stop whining. You're too young for back pain. And then a few years later, after they split up, you know, my dad took me to another doc for my back pain. And he's like, oh, yeah, you have a birth defect. Oh, you have these two vertebrae that are shaped wrong and this and that and the other. And that's why you hurt all the time. Mm. And I'm like, what can I do about it? And he's like, nothing. You could do some stretches, but they're not going to help.
Yeah. A whole lot of good that does. But at least you were validated.
So, yeah, when my coffee creamer gets put on the bottom shelf in the morning and I get pissy about it, there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's just not that I'm a pissy person.
No.
You know.
I get that.
That's all I'm saying. I hate things on the bottom shelf. It's one of the reasons why Braxton and I work so good is we're it's like an awkward man ballet, the two of us. But if things have to happen lower than my knees, you know, Braxton will help me with that most of the time. If I drop something on the floor before I can even just go, ugh. Okay, here we go. You know, bend down to get it. Braxton's like, swoop, gets it, hands it, and is on again, you know.
Nice.
And it is. And so my responsibility is this top of the store. His responsibility is that bottom of the store. And we work really well together.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, he watches out for me. It's really.
Love that kid.
I do too. They are supportive of your dreams and ambitions. Well, I don't have a problem with you on this.
No, you are amazing with this.
Every time I open my app with, I've got an idea, you're like, do it. I dig it.
Good.
I hope I'm the same way.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you made logos for me. Whatever mm-hmm. I was like into, you are into with me. Totally supportive.
I do
that
try.
It means a lot to me.
I do try. Steck Management Solutions.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to be passing those out more.
Yeah, you do.
I have them. They're sitting on my desk.
I know. I did them in the Ravens colors because I'm a good person.
I was just looking at my old campaign sign. It's like, dear Lord, I needed you in my life.
Yep. You really did.
I really did.
Yeah.
I could have won that campaign with you.
I absolutely know that you would have.
I know I would have.
Yeah.
It was close, yeah.
That's all. Well, I mean, it was, and I get excited about the goofiest shit sometimes. Like Taylor, you know, from The Left Show. Mm-hmm. She's like, I got to run for school board. I'm like, done. You're as good as on. What's your last name you're running on? You keeping your married name or you going with your maiden name? What are we doing? How are we starting?
Yep, let's do it.
It's too late for this year, but we could do it in 2 years and we might as well get started now. So, I mean, she has no idea what Avalanche is about to dump down on her because she opened her mouth.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And that's just it. And if you told me you were going to run for office again, same thing would happen.
I know.
You know, I would probably be preachy and overbearing, to be completely honest about it. But, you know, I
like that. I like that in a campaign manager, to be honest.
Yeah. Somebody
I mean, that's what you need. That's what you need, somebody telling you what to do. You can't run your own campaign. Okay, you can. You think you can.
No, I could have used some help. I absolutely could have used some help. Yeah. No, I mean, that was the problem with my last big one, my retirement campaign, is I was busting my ass. I was doing my best. And one of the guys I had hired to run field pulled me aside and he's like, here's the deal. What we want to do is instead of, and I'm paraphrasing at this point, instead of running this race to win it, we want to run it for data. And then at the end, we'll take the data and start our own campaign business.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I work for the candidate. I will run this campaign like I'm trying to win this campaign. And I'm not about to steal a shitload of money for you to start a business. And I'm like, I just need you to know that was an unacceptable ask. And four days later, I was out on my ass, you know, and they stopped doing work and started doing data collection and then took that and started their own fucking business with it. And now they're, you know, doing what they do, cheating to get people into office, cheating.
Yeah. You too know. Bad. I miss those days.
I do too. Sort of.
Yeah.
No, I do. All right. Number four, they communicate effectively. I'm not very good at this.
You know, I think that we communicate pretty well. I think we communicate better over text.
Yeah.
Like when we're working something out or we're unsure or whatever.
Yeah.
I like texting you because it gives me time to like get ponder my thoughts together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that dog chewing on? Your shirt. My shirt. Okay.
I don't know why he's doing that. He just chews on the blankets now.
Weird dog. Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's entertaining podcasting, isn't it? No, you do. You tell me when you're bent quite well. You know, you let me know. You let me know when you're feeling stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't have a problem with communication. I think the only... No. We equivocate, you and I, about certain things. You know, just a very mild equivocation. And you know, professional work stuff like that. I'll jump on a soapbox and start preaching about how I feel. And you're like, yeah, no. You know. Well, I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you when we're done.
Oh, okay.
If you want to know, just email me and I'll tell you what we're talking about.
Work stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so that's what I'm saying is I want to be indignant on your behalf. And you're like, yeah, I'm not there.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going where you're going. I don't know why you're going there, but there you are. And I'm going to be over here and you just keep... You never tell me to shut up, but you do often tell me you don't agree with me, and I like that. I like that a lot. They show you love in the little things.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah?
This is so true.
I don't do any of this stuff.
Yes, you do.
What are you talking about?
You bring me Three Musketeer bars because you know that I love them.
You do love them.
And you buy me milk when I don't even ask you.
Well, that's... Because, and I fuck it up from time to time, but you put in a standing order for milk a couple of years ago where you're just like, I don't care what you're doing. If you're buying groceries, you're buying milk.
You do a lot of sweet things for me. The little things are really what, that's my love language.
Yeah. Because you do it. You are the most amazing greeting card writer of all time. The fact that you don't have a high paying six or seven figure salary from Hallmark blows my mind. Because you're fucking amazing at it. You are so good at the little touches where you just sweep in and make people feel like $1 million.
Aww.
You know, like one of my favorites was you were going out of town. I think this was your Boston trip.
Mm-hmm.
You were going out of town and you left little notes for me all over the place. My favorite one being, hey, good looking, nice dance you left on the toilet.
I did.
That I kept meaning to put in a shadow box and kept forgetting to get a shadow box. But I wanted to hang that right over the toilet because that was amazing. That one made me laugh. I left it on the top of the toilet tank for months because every time I saw it, it made me smile. Mm. Those are like some of the little things that you do that are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. You know, and other stuff.
And
eyebrow waggle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, other stuff.
Let's see. Number 6, they're loyal to you. I would have to think so. I am quite loyal to you. What do you think?
Yeah, of course I think you're loyal to me.
Yeah.
I trust that you're loyal to me. This one for me isn't necessarily about like cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like, but to like have my back in conversations or like, when I make mistakes or, yeah, I just want to know that, like, we're on the same team. You're on my team.
You are constantly getting hit on. Constantly. So much that you don't even pay attention to it, which I like, by the way. But you, I mean, people do. People go out of their way to let you know that if I ever fuck up, they're waiting. They're there. Some of them don't even want to wait for that. You know? They'll just buy you car parts. And... But you do. You get hit on a lot. And I have never had to worry about it. I don't, you know? I mean, and that part of that, though, is how I've wired myself for jealousy issues.
Yeah.
Is I do get pangs of jealousy. Nobody can help that. Mm-hmm. But I don't let it drive the car, mm-hmm. you know? So, because I've been jealous a few times.
Have you?
Yeah. You know, you go out and do a thing or a stuff or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, And then I'm like, okay. You know, what am I going to do about it? Tell you no? What is this, the 50s? Am I gonna have you lobotomized? No.
I think a little twinge of jealousy is good. It makes, for me, it shows me that, like, I that person matters.
Yep.
And I care. I've been in relationships where that wasn't a thing for me. I didn't care where they went and what they did.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad.
Oh. So you care where I'm at and what I'm doing?
I do.
Okay.
Who you're doing?
I'm not doing anybody.
I'm just saying.
There's nobody outside of this apartment getting done. I'll just tell you that right now. Including me. I keep it at home where it belongs.
You do.
I do.
You do now.
Shut up. I don't even know what that means. Let it go. Move along. They admit when they're wrong. This one's tough for me. I do it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I never like it.
Me either. I hate it.
I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
No.
Like that one time I thought I was wrong and I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't recall anything, but I'm sure that if I were to ever be wrong, I would apologize.
You apologize when you get grouchy pants.
I do, because it's never your fault that I'm grouchy.
Yeah.
And so, but it carries around with me. And so I always feel bad when I'm in a bad mood, because you don't put me in a bad mood. If you put me in a bad mood, I'd just grouse and not worry about it. But, you know, because you deserve it if you put me in the mood.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. Something about being sorry for being wrong so often.
Yeah, I hate apologizing. Hate apologizing. That's why when I fight, I try to fight like very, what's the word?
Careful?
Very careful.
Caution?
Yes.
Cautious?
Cautiously.
Yeah.
So I don't have to apologize. Because there's a lot of shit I'm sure I want to say, but I won't say it. Because I don't want to have to apologize. And I don't like hurting people's feelings. I wouldn't intentionally.
I have been guilty of doing that, but it's got to be earned. You know, you really got to rile me up to make me say mean things.
Yeah.
You know, in my previous long-term relationship.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah. Okay. One of us was really good at throwing insults that just did maximum damage with every fucking verbal volley, you know, a cacophony of self-doubt and pain, fueling imposter syndrome to a level I had never experienced before. Never an apology for that. I got one apology one time. One time, and I was so startled that I almost cried.
Oh,
it was so weird. She just said something fucking mean as shit about something, and I'm like, you know, it really sucks that you'd say that. That's one of the few things in my life that's actually going well. And she said, "Oh, well, then I'm sorry." And it was the biggest fucking thing. It was like the event of the year in my mind.
Sheesh.
You know, so I mean, that was heavy, but you know, I'm wrong often. I'll be honest. I'll quit fucking around for a second and just be honest about it. I'm wrong quite often. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a goddamn holy seer. I kind of wish I was. That'd be helpful.
It would be helpful.
Use some goddamn precog on some lotto numbers. Goddamn it.
I'm kidding.
Let's see. They treat others with kindness.
This is huge for me.
Then what are you doing with me? I'm an asshole.
No, you're not.
Sure I am.
You're so kind to everybody. That was like one of the first things I noticed about you.
It's almost everybody. There were a couple people when you and I were working together.
Yeah.
That I was not nice to. and they had abused the limit of my patience so much, you know, that I'd get fucking annoyed when they'd walk in the room. I'm like, what fucking excuse do you have now? What piece of garbage did you put pen to paper to come in here and waste my fucking time with? Google how to write a press release, for Christ's sake.
I know.
You know, give me something to fucking work with.
My favorite was my desk. We were in a very long room.
Yeah.
You were on the opposite end in a little alcove.
Yeah, I was tucked away.
Uh-huh. And I was on the other end right at the door so I could, like, greet people.
Yeah. You were my director of operations, and a good chunk of your job was, you know, handling the traffic that came through to me.
And they'd come in and be like, is he in a good mood? Is he upset? Is he in a good mood? And I'm like, he's fine. What are you talking about? He's always fine. And then you'd bang your fists on the table. And they'd get all mad. They'd get all scared. And you've never once scared. I've never been scared of you.
That's good.
Ever.
That's good.
In the workplace, like even when you were upset, never had a feeling of fear.
I don't punch the desk out of anger most of the time. I punch the desk because I punch the desk. It's just something that I do. When we started doing this show together,
mm-hmm.
you kept making me stop.
Yeah.
Because it was hurting your ears.
Yeah.
You know, which means I've pretty much stopped doing it on all the shows. And going back and listening for clips and stuff for the little thing I'm working on for the fundraiser, you know, I do it a lot.
You do.
I pound the desk. So, oops.
I like it.
Yeah, just not when we're recording.
Just not when we're recording.
That's fair.
But back onto this, I wanted to say.
Okay.
I've had relationships where people are so rude to strangers, and I'm just appalled and embarrassed, and I hate it. I don't like it. I think that says so much about somebody, the way you treat people.
Everybody should be given the opportunity to be their best self. And so when you meet a new person, you know, or you're dealing with someone that you know that, you know, may or may not be a headache from time to time, whatever, you know, you give them the opportunity to just be a nice person,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to be treated as a nice person. I do it at the store all the time. I very, very rarely, you know, I've fired a couple of customers. You know, usually for being hateful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for the most part, it's you come in my store. I'm doing my best, but I'm happy to see you. Thanks yeah. for coming in. Yay. Good to see you. Good to see you. Yay. You know, and you just be nice to people until it's time to stop being nice to people.
I am not unkind to people.
You're very fucking kind. You're one of the nicest people I know.
I don't like talking to people, and you're really good at that. That's why I like going places with you, because you will just talk to them and I don't have to. Because I feel like I'm not that kind. I'm not unkind. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way. I'm not going to be a bitch to somebody. I would never do that. But
nah, you're a lot nicer than you give yourself credit for. I know you want to think that you're just a hardcore badass that could give a fuck about whether or not people think good things or bad things about you, but truth is, you're just a really nice person. It's your base. It's your go-to. You're constantly asking me if we should do nice things for people.
What?
Yeah. So-and-so's got a blah-de-blah. We should do a thing. And I'm over here going, who the fuck are you talking about? You know, that's where we are. Number 9, they value your space.
Love this one.
I mean, we don't have any space, so it's hard. This one's hard to try. If we actually had some space, I would be more than happy to let you have some of it.
I know. I think we could do our own rooms. I've been reading a lot about that. Wouldn't you want your own room?
Like my own bedroom?
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Like, we could have a bedroom, but then you have, like, your own room.
Oh, like when I had an office?
Well,
that's what that is for me.
It could be an office, bedroom.
No, it'd be an office for me. That's everybody has a cozy cave. Everybody has their idea of where they like to go.
Yeah.
Mine is this.
Yeah.
This this technological electronic nightmare that I think is the reason that our electricity bill is so high.
Yeah.
Is my rig. This is my default. This is my knee jerk. This is where I go to center myself. You noticed when I get home from work, if I've had a good day or a bad day, it doesn't matter. I always sit down here and figure out what the fuck I'm about before I just move. I fully transition to being home.
Yeah.
You know, because I need that space.
Yeah.
It was easier to calm down when the space was removed from, you know, a dozen people that we live with.
Yeah.
You know, but we all the rooms are full and our offices are in the bedroom, and that has been problematic, which is another reason why if you guys go to theleftshow.com,
please,
and you click on that little fundraiser we're doing there, we're actually trying to get the offices moved out of our bedroom and into a proper office where we're going to start doing video. We've got new shows lined up that are just waiting for a space. I'm here to do work for long shot candidates, mm-hmm. long shot nonprofits, committees, you know, citizen initiatives. I'm here to help, and I am affordable, unlike most other folks.
And it'll be so awesome.
Yeah, and so that's what we're headed for. So if you guys wanted to help out with that, theleftshow.com, it's right there. It's right there under the hero carousel. Big as can be. I even made you a little video to watch. And I'm going to make another video probably later today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because this is my only day off, really. Yeah. And I got to get some work done. So anyway, number 10, end of the list, I believe. They're consistent. I think I'm pretty consistent. I don't think you get a lot of surprises with me. I don't open my mouth and you go, where did that come from? Do you?
Every once in a while.
Really?
But I like it.
Like
it keeps
what?
It exciting. I don't know. You just say something funnier or offhand.
Oh, I can do that.
Nothing like that. You're consistent.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You're very consistent.
That's good.
You know, I don't
feel consistent.
I mean, you're consistently
inconsistent
having kidney stones and currently you're consistently having seizures every half an hour.
But no hiccups.
No hiccups. That is true. I frightened them out of you.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I
did.
Thank you. No, I don't dread coming home. I don't get here and sit in the car and have a long ponder,
mm-hmm.
which I have had in the past. Not with you. Ever with you. Always. Home. I get annoyed when I have to park far away from the house because it takes me longer to get to you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was good.
That was.
I got to write that one down.
I'm not mad I had to park a block and a half away, only that it kept me from you that long, that much longer.
So maybe you think about that when you take the parking space?
Yeah. We need to move the car because I can't drive it, so.
Yep. Just sitting there.
Yeah, taking up your space.
That's something else I got to work on today is your car. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. I should probably put some pants on and get that taken care of before it's too late.
I will say, like, okay, back to value your space. And we're working in this small little space together. You really don't bug the shit out of me. And I don't know how. Not that you are a person that bugs the shit out of people, but I am one that gets annoyed with people very easily. Like, I can only handle so much time, and then I need my own space.
Yeah.
And I haven't found that with you.
Only when I'm listening to Morning Joe in the morning. That's the only time you get annoyed with me.
That's true.
Because
and it's
Joe
not,
Scarborough's such a fucking...
I don't like that man.
He's a blue dog.
He's
he was a teabag Republican. And so there's a part of your genetic makeup that remembers just how fucking annoying those motherfuckers were and yet how sane they look compared to today's Republican Party.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah.
He interrupts Mika, interrupts their guests all the time.
Yeah. And they're usually much more interesting than he's being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just likes to hear himself talk.
Yeah. He's in a band. He's a lead singer of his own band.
But you really don't. I'm happier sometimes when I've been having seizures or not feeling well. I'll put something on that you would watch. Like the other day I put on a soccer game and laid here pretending that you were just here with me watching soccer.
Oh my God. That's the sweetest thing. I didn't know why you were watching the soccer game. You just told me you were watching the soccer game. And I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
No, it was because I missed you and I just wanted to pretend you were here.
So in order to celebrate you're loving me enough to miss me, you put on my most recent thing and not like Star Trek.
No.
Okay.
It was something that I could handle too.
Because I was saying, soccer is a very recent addition to my personality.
I know.
Okay. That's the list. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a little break. I'll come back. We'll just read a couple of letters real quick.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Two pretty simple letters this week. And then I'm working on doing an interview for the next show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
I probably should have not even said anything. but, I mean, one of the things that we wanted to do when we started the show was to do interviews.
Yes.
And then most of the people I have asked for interviews have just completely fucking ignored me. You know? Hang on. Get off there. What's the matter with you, dog? That'd be another reason to give, is so that I don't have to yell at the dogs anymore. We'll get a studio dog that behaves and isn't an idiot.
Oh, that'd be so fun. A quiet little studio dog who behaves.
The best one was Saint.
Yeah.
He was the best fucking studio dog, because every time you would fucking plug in the mixer, he'd just go lay down and be quiet the whole time. You know, and then Ozzy was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie was not, you know. They would find reasons to just go right above the office and bark for fun. And then these two fucking idiots, it seems like every goddamn time we turn on a microphone, they're just like, it's time to make noise.
Yeah, they have issues.
Yep. Look at him. Look at him just...
And that's my Minky. He's obsessed with my Minky. Why can't he be obsessed with a regular blanket?
That was quiet. wedding entrance, says the letter. So my soon-to-be husband wants to join his quote team groom end quote entrance instead of with me for our wedding entrance. He doesn't want to change his plans as they have prepared something in advance already. I am feeling betrayed. Are my feelings valid? No. Guess what, lady?
Stupid.
His day, too.
Yep.
Find a compromise. You know, if he and his buddies want to do a goddamn dance routine, it's not about you singular. It's about you as a couple.
So do one with your girls.
Do a little dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, I where's your dad?
Incorporate the whole wedding party.
Your husband's not supposed to walk you down the aisle.
No, I think this is when, I think how I understood it, it was like when they're coming in to the reception, like after they've been.
She says wedding entrance. So I'm thinking that what she wants is the music to start playing and they walk in together. which is non-traditional.
Like in the reception?
No, she says wedding.
Okay.
Wedding entrance.
I know, but it's still a wedding entrance.
No, that's a reception entrance.
Okay.
At the reception.
Okay.
You know. And of course they should walk in together at the reception. They're married now. They're a couple. They're supposed to show off like that.
So he wants to do a dance off down the aisle.
He wants to enter in a line with his groomsmen. I'm assuming they're going to dance. It's a very short letter. There's not a lot to go on, but it's basically like, I want a thing. He wants a thing. I feel betrayed because he doesn't want my thing.
I'm betrayed.
Yeah.
He's betrayed me.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like she didn't have anything to do with the planning and she doesn't like that.
Well, not for that part. But I don't know. You walk in when you're supposed to walk in. I don't know. I mean, I've officiated some weddings.
Yeah.
And I was in one.
Yeah.
And she got up to the front and then I came in after because that's the way you do it.
What?
Or no, was I in there first? I was in there first.
You stood
then
there.
Then she came in. It was really hot. I had sunstroke. The funniest thing about the day I got married was we got married at Jake's place. We redid his backyard and made it all pretty and everything. And I was out cleaning up the yard and, you know, doing the flower beds, trimming the mowing the lawn and getting everything ready the day before. And then the morning of, I ran and got a haircut. And there was a white line around my hairline from where the longer hair had kept me from getting a sunburn because I'd been out in the yard all day.
Yeah.
I looked ridiculous.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That happened to me when I got a spray tan right before I got pictures for my campaign.
Oh.
With Mark Wheatley and Dan Snar, like all of the elected officials.
Yeah.
I get a spray tan. I wake up because you keep it on overnight.
Oh.
And I had like been touching myself, like my legs and my shoulders had handprints all over it. And I had a big, long, like a crease down my face. It was awful. I had to go back to the spray tanners and they had to try and fix it.
Jeez. Should you put on mittens? What do you do to keep from?
I don't know. This never happened, but I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, my advice is figure it out.
Yeah. That's...
You know what? You're betrayed. That's a huge fucking word for getting upset that this guy wants to walk in with the other guys wearing suit coats.
Yeah, I think that's dumb.
Yeah, I think you're taking it a little too serious, Bridezilla.
Remember what it's about.
Yep. This one's a little more serious. Maybe I should have flipped them. But, hi all, sorry for the burner account. I have a problem with my wife, who is guilt-shaming me for the last year. Last year, I decided to fulfill my dream, get a motorcycle. To be honest, for the last 2 years, I was putting a small amount of money aside for this, not hurting the home budget. We're talking about 50 to 100 bucks a month, you know, with what money I can get a small 125cc bicycle, gear and proper training. I'll put a pin in that and go, how small are you? Because 125cc's is a very, very small bicycle.
Is it?
It's tiny. Like, I would look like a bear riding a tricycle on 125. Anyway, that's just me. Okay. I'm shaming him for buying a tiny bike. That's what I'm doing. I'm being an asshole too. I says, anyway, since then, my wife has been hissing on me for being childish and irresponsible. Additionally, she's guilt shaming me at how selfish I am and willing to spend huge amounts of money on yourself and your caprice. I don't have any special hobbies besides reading. I work from home, I cook, and I clean besides my work, driving and picking up the kids from school. She shouldn't do any of that when she comes home from the office. I told her the motorcycle should be for a joyride, and I don't plan to hang out moto events, you know, and whatever. Dude's not going to Sturgis.
Right.
You know, previously, I was going to the gym, but I left it because she thought that I was spending too much time there.
Oh,
four times a week, two times total in the week, including driving. We're both employed. I'm earning a lot more. because I work in IT and she's working in a government agency. We have an apartment, two cars, and each year we can afford a couple of weeks of decent vacation. Any advice? Yeah, buy a bigger bike. You know, at the very least, get a 450, like a 500. You know? It gives you a little bit more power in and out of situations, you know, where you can use a little speed or a little braking. But a 125cc bike, buddy, is just not, it's just not enough bike. It's not enough machine. You're basically riding a battery-operated bicycle.
Maybe if you had something with more power, she wouldn't mind so much.
Yeah, that could be it. It could just be that the rate of the seat vibrations on a teeny tiny bike could just be hitting her in an annoying range.
This doesn't do it for her.
No, you got to get a bike that goes not a bike that goes because that's just a little too, the frequency's too high.
Yeah,
I think we all know what I'm alluding to.
I'm alluding to the same thing. I'm excited already. I wonder if they talked about this purchase before.
Oh, absolutely not. No, this is one he just brought up. He's like, you know what? I've been saving for a motorcycle. I'm going to get a motorcycle.
I think it's cool. He saved his money and it's something that he wanted. And
yep.
I think that's good.
This is going to sound a little harsh and I don't mean it to be, but I think it's time for you and your wife to have a very long discussion about separating your finances. And then putting a monthly amount into, you know, a shared account to pay bills or whatever you guys have to. But for the most part, you're accountable for your own cash. If she's going to give you shit for, you know, for making yourself happy, you know, you're going to the gym and she's like, you spend too much time at the gym, as opposed to, can I come with you to the gym? You know, and on this one, can you get a bike that could actually take a passenger as opposed to that 125. Look, I'm going to obsess on this. It's too small of a bike.
It's too small. Get one you guys can go together on.
Yeah, make her part of the problem. You know?
She might really love it.
It better go blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But that's really it. Look, man, I have been in a relationship where every time I did something nice for myself, I got in trouble. I remember one time I got in trouble because we had a staff Christmas lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And because I got to eat out and she didn't, I mean, she fucking punished me for a week for that one. It was a work function. The food wasn't even that good, but you know, because it was at a fancy place that I could not afford on my own, I got the shit kicked out of me for a week.
It's too bad. Like, wouldn't that be exciting? Like, I would love that for you. If you got to go eat out at a fancy restaurant that we couldn't afford.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it never did. I mean, that was it. I mean, it was the Alta Club. Mm. You know, I'm pretty swanky.
Mm-hmm.
But the food was, you know, I make better Thanksgiving food. That's all I'm saying. It was turkey and taters and everything like that. It was a whole holiday spread. And I was just like, yeah, this is good. This is fine. I don't understand why it's got to be behind a $25,000 a year membership.
I remember when I went out, it was a campaign dinner with, oh my God, who was the party? Peter Caroon.
Yeah.
And it was a swanky steak place. Do you remember this? And you were like, you weren't mad. You weren't really mad. But you were like so supportive.
Was I?
Well, you were disappointed that I was wearing a very low-cut shirt with all the men that I was with.
I was?
Well, not disappointed like that. You're just like, I know what shirt you're wearing. They're going to have a great dinner.
I have no memory of this at all.
Yeah, it was up. It was up when I went with Peter to do conventions.
Huh.
And we went up to, Schooners? I don't know. It was a very fancy. It was.
Are you sure this was me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember this.
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all. I like your cleavage. Your décolletage makes me happy.
I know. And yeah. It did. And you're like, and it will make everyone at the table happy as well.
Yeah. Oh, you've got amazing boobs. But, I mean, just make no mistake.
But you would never, You would never make me feel bad for going out to dinner for work thing.
No.
Even if it wasn't a work thing, if I had an opportunity to do something, or if you had an opportunity to do something, I would totally support that.
Sometimes we just can't take everybody we want to stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I can't invite someone who doesn't work at my office to a staff lunch.
Go figure.
You know, I can't. And this comes down to when we were talking about on the list is the trust issue. And that was, it got to the point that when I had a work function, I just keep it to myself. I wouldn't fucking talk about it at all because all I would get was shit, you know? That was when I was doing mortgage bank stuff, when I was the marketing director. I had these folks from Office Max that really, really wanted not only the business of my company, but our parent company. And so they decided that the way to do that was to wine and dine the marketing guy, me. I don't understand it. It didn't make any logical sense, but they would take me to Tecanos. Mm. They'd take me to Tsunami. Mm. And every time we went to lunch together, I kept it a secret. You know, you hungry? No. How come? I don't know. Reasons, that sort of thing.
During my first marriage, we had friends, a couple, and so my ex was best friends, and then his wife, we were friends as well. So anyway, but she was really big on this too. She would get so mad if he would eat any kind of food without her. So we would like go to McDonald's and eat before we had to eat her food.
Yeah.
And then we'd all, even her husband, we would all like get rid of all the garbage, put it in the, just throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
That was a crazy way to live your life.
Yeah, I did that. That's, in my last, it was always hide the evidence.
That's the honesty thing, like that I, like shit like that I want to know about.
Yeah.
Not because I'm crazy, but I just like care about your day and I want to know the good things.
Yeah. I get it. So basically, aside from get a realistic size bike, I mean, what are you doing? That's a moped. I would have a serious talk with her about it. Here's what you're doing. I don't like it. You know, I promise to get a bigger bike, but you're not treating me well. You know, and that's the thing. And if that doesn't work, separate your finances. Because
mm-hmm.
that's a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my advice. Anyway, that's it for this week. Folks, thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, will you? Pop over to theleftshow.com. Click on that link. Help us out. You know, you don't get to hear me talk to the dogs anymore. Unless you want to. Fuck, I can do a podcast of me yelling at the dogs. Anything you guys want, just
let us know.
But other than that, thank you, honey. That was
Thank
fun.
Thank you, it was.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I had to pee so bad. I didn't tell you that I loved you. I love you.
That's okay. I love you.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.